Hello, it's Wednesday, the 17th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome back to Liberty Tactics News with myself, Luke Collins, the wonderful Christine Miner, and we've got the incredible Jason Nota here with us. G'day, Jason.
Hey, I'm love. How are you doing?
I'm doing my Scouse accent, like not Leeds, because I can't do it. No, I'm fine.
No,
How are
that's
you?
to talk like that from Yorkshire, love.
I know. How are you anyway? Is everything good?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Not bad. Yourself? How's Christine?
Oh, I'm doing lovely. Alabama's beautiful today and it's 80 something, and I can't figure out what accent I want to use today. So I'll just do a little of this for the moment.
Well, I think you need to bring in your homeboy talk because me and Christine, and I'm trying to be tell explain people about how the show runs and how Christine is the hip hop. It's the one to go with the hip hop. She knows the names. She knows the sex clubs. She knows the rappers. And
Oh,
it's
brother.
just so funny.
It's terrible.
I know it is. If somebody had told you, Christine, even a year ago, next year, you are going to be
Forget
the hip
it.
hop. You're going to be the hip hop and rap expert.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I seriously, yeah, no, wouldn't have ever thought, would
No.
not have ever thought.
We'll have to get you
But
some
here I
bling
am.
bling.
We'll have
We'll
to
have to
get
I'm
you
like,
we got
not
to
only do I know,
get some bling in.
not only do I know all the rappers, you guys, I know all the names of the dark, shady strip clubs. You know, the Rowdy Beaver, the Dancing Bear. I mean, I don't know what all these things. They're awful. They're
Oh my
horrible.
goodness, I love you. You're so
Yeah.
funny. Oh,
It's
so
out
here
there
you
now.
go. It really
is this some past life? I don't know about Christine.
Christine and I went so deep down the rabbit holes with Diddy and Jonathan Oddi. I mean, Christine was up. There was one night her and I were up about 5 hours just back and forth with about Jonathan Oddi and Ron Burkle. And I'm going to be touching a bit on Ron Burkle later, but enough of the Diddy stuff. He comes later. We always start with Kate Watch. Apparently, William's making his first public appearance, official public appearance, going around to a few little places tomorrow. He's written to him and Kate, supposedly, have joint penned a letter to victims, sorry, veterans, supporting veterans who committed suicide families. So just to send his love and support to those people, it's one of his charities. Interesting, he's not going to go on a European tour of the Commonwealth. He's going to let his ailing father go and do that while he stays wherever he's staying. Now, there's been an article, it's really odd, and it's from Forbes actually. And it's maintaining that Rose Hanbury, I mean, I really don't know about this one. So, Rose Hanbury, according to OK Magazine, has been a rock for Kate Middleton during this stressful time, as well as close other friends. I mean,
Wow.
I don't really. I mean, this is OK Magazine. So Hanbury, otherwise known as the Marchioness of Cholmondeley, and Middleton had been friends for years, despite the fact that the rumours circulated for years about William's alleged infidelity with Hanbury. These rumours have been repeatedly been proven as false. No, they haven't. And they are now claiming that she's been a shoulder to cry on and a great help for Kate. I mean, is absolutely disgusting. Sorry, but that is absolute nonsense.
Because later on down the line, that's why she was so close to William and the family. That's why she's a perfect replacement. That's the storyline. Look at the future.
Oh, and we know what the storyline, they are elevating her.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I personally believe, and this is only my belief, that Kate's gone because the fact that Concha Kaye, and I know I keep repeating this, She has not doubled. She has not backed down from the induced coma story. Now, that woman, she must be in her mid-50s. She has been a royal reporter for over a decade on their version of Good Morning Britain or Good Morning America. Would she put a career of that long on the line over Kate Middleton and making up the lies about the coma?
No.
I don't personally think so.
No.
So maybe, as I keep saying, are we going to eventually, in the coming days, weeks, hear that Kate's cancer's taken a turn for the worst?
Absolutely.
And Rose's been there holding them all together. We saw her son out at the football last weekend with William. Even though the British press cut him off, they cropped the photo, because in every photo, it just looks like it's William and George there. But I must say, George's eyes looked very, very puffy if you zoom in on the photos of the child. And I mean, for instance, what if the mother has gone? What, you know, what if Kate, what those kids must be going through, and then all of a sudden have a newfound family all there ready and waiting? This is going to be very messy. But I'm going to double down and say this is the end of royalty, which in turn will end up meaning the end of his Majesty's, I was going to say Her Majesty, His Magistrate's Court, His Majesty's taxes and everything else. I do believe we are seeing the destruction of the deep state in front of our very eyes. And I know Christine agrees with me. Jason, I know, is probably still on the fence waiting to see what happens. But in my honest opinion, I think we're seeing the decline. We're seeing Kate Middleton has gone, and we're seeing Hanbury brought in. Because remember, her husband lives with another man in Paris. He doesn't even live on the estate in Norfolk. So, and we still never saw, by the way, we never saw the Filipino nurses, by the way, who were supposed to be nursing Kate back to health. And you know how they, you know, the press love thanking people. The royal family love to have their little photoshops with thanking the commoners. So we never saw the two weird Filipino nurses. In fact, well, we never saw any of the nurses that were supposedly caring for Kate at the London Clinic, did we? So, mm-hmm. And we still, none of us have even seen Kate. So, you know, this
I've
is...
I've got a question.
Go on.
Rose Hanbury's son.
Yes.
Close in age to George.
Yes.
Is this the same son that has been claimed to possibly...
No, I heard it was the daughter. I heard it resulted in a child, and that's the daughter. But okay. This was only from the sources, and that daughter was born around the time, I do believe, of Louis, which is the third one.
Okay.
But it will... I personally don't think... You zoom in on that son, and I personally can't see it. He looks kind of little elf-like. Do you know what I mean? The waify elf kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That style, like the little elfy pixie type people. I'm probably really being insulting to somebody somewhere. I do apologise. But he doesn't look like a Windsor.
Okay.
Right, son.
Too perky. Too perky for a Windsor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Basically. So that's all I've got tonight on Kate Watch. We will watch this place and space to see what happens. But again, you heard it here first. Christine, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, what have I got? You know, Trump has been in New York and has been going through this Stormy Daniels trial.
Ugh.
They refused to allow him to attend the graduation, the high school graduation of Barron. Just like they refused to allow him to attend the funeral of Melania's mother a month or two ago. So when he drove through Harlem, there were thousands of people on the street shouting for Trump through Harlem.
Wow.
Republicans don't go to Harlem. That is not the norm. So that was a beautiful sight. And I just wanted to bring that up. That was a beautiful sight. And then speaking of, you know, weirdos, California, good grief. They've been working on passing a law to make the selling of children for sex against the law in California, which sadly currently it is not.
Did I just get that as well? I don't know. Wait.
I'm actually going to play a video just for the sound, if that's okay. Cool. So that you all can hear this. Okay?
Okay, go.
I'm blown away.
Just while Christine's looking at, I mean, did you just say that it's not against the law in California to sell children?
The state capitol tonight over a bill to crack down on sex trafficking of children. While it moved past committee today, it came with heated debate and major amendments.
That's right. CBS 13's Hunter Sowers is with us here in studio with the changes that could make the bill's future pretty uncertain, right?
Yeah, guys, there was drama that unfolded during that hearing today. The author said those changes that you just mentioned watered down the whole purpose of the bill. Right now, purchasing a child for sex in California is not a felony. The original legislation strengthened those penalties, but now they want to change it to exempt 16 and 17-year-olds from serving the maximum time. One by one.
Jenna McKay, sex trafficking survivor, and I support
people. Speaking to the Senate Public Safety Committee.
With love never fails, I strongly support.
Asking them to pass SB 1414. The bill authored by State Senator Shannon Grove would make it a felony for anyone to purchase a child under 18 for sex. But the committee added amendments Tuesday, exempting 16 and 17-year-olds and reducing the punishment from 2 years in prison to up to a year in county jail if it's a first offense. Grove wasn't having it.
You talk about being out of a comfort zone. You have a committee force amendments on you in front of survivors that are standing here advocating for this bill.
It explains where we are in this state when it comes to how we view our children and our most vulnerable children.
Advocates like Shane Harris also furious over the changes.
And I think it is just completely delirious that these senators who sit on this committee, some of them decided to go the way of amending the bill without the author's consent.
Those against the bill, like San Francisco Dem Scott Mayer,
they
target the wrong people.
Wow.
Critics were adults in consensual relationships with minors could also be charged.
This bill.
At the moment, let me get this straight. At the moment, it isn't a crime to sell a child for sex.
It is not a felony in California.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. That's insane, all right.
That's insane.
No words. I know. Yeah. I don't know how I can carry on the show now. I just don't understand this.
Right.
This is
how fast this happens. I mean, it's everywhere. California Democrats are literally the party of pedophiles. They are protecting the law for the criminals so that they can still participate in their religious sacrifices.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what it is.
It's insane that it's out in public view just like that. And they're just talking about it like it's, well, you know, it's...
Where is the people?
Do we plant potatoes or don't we plant potatoes? It's like, what?
Well, you saw they had survivors standing in front of these people and advocating on behalf of the children. And they were like, at the end of this, what they said is, we wish they wouldn't have passed it at all. Because what it started to be is not what it finished as. They changed this bill so big that, okay, they'll protect some children, but not all children. If your child is 16 or 17, they're fair game. They're fair game. So, and that leads me to my next story, and which is my last story, which is equally disgusting, but in the same vein, okay? Experts predict, this is from Breitbart, $1 billion. I can't get over this. Experts, I can't even talk. Expert predicts a $1 billion market for AI girlfriends as men are spending $10,000 a month on fake AI relationships. Wow.
How does that even happen? I don't.
Oh, eh?
I don't understand.
You mean like robots or girlfriends on your screen sort of thing? Or
okay, well, you've got Jason, they've got girlfriends on the screen. Yeah, but they've also got them in blow-up editions, and they have them in all kinds of things that you can physically have near you or in your pocket if you prefer. It's disgusting. I mean, this whole thing is so, it's a satanic sex cult. It's all tied together.
Yeah.
And they are coming at us in every direction right now.
Every angle, isn't it?
Every show, like we say, there isn't one area of our lives that we are not being attacked, from the air we breathe to the water we drink, to absolutely everything. And this is why I repeat it every single show. Armor up. Ephesians 6. It's got to be done. You've got to do it. You've got to protect your kids. But this is, I'm going to go in with more disgusting, disturbing stuff. Actually, I'm going to leave the Diddy, because we'll do Diddy Watch at the end. Let me give you my other story. Just give it a second. Well, this is kind of a good news, a little bit of good news. Private clinicians who supply trans drugs to under 16s could be struck off. Health secretaries announced a crackdown on private clinics that attempt to prescribe puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to under 16. A statement from Victoria Atkins told MPs that the clinic that contravenes the Care Quality Commission's regulations could lose its license and have its clinicians struck off. In addition, she pledged to curtail any loopholes enabling online practices that are not registered in the UK to issue the prescriptions. Now, if you remember, ages ago, we brought up that company that you could go online. For the life of me, it's gone out of my head who it was. But there was the company online that you could go fill in and they would send off prescriptions. And we were saying this really, it's not the end of Tavistock. It's just moved online. But it looks like this MP, Victoria Atkins, is actually doing something. So that is really a little bit of good news. But I mean, it should never have been there in the first place.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So really, she's not doing that good. Whoever passed it and thought that this was okay, those people need to be thrown in front of a judge at some point. Any person that's gone into a classroom and started grooming a child needs to end up going in front of a judge. Any person that's prescribed puberty blockers, anyone who's encouraged another person to tell them it's okay, it doesn't matter, they're born in the wrong body, needs to go up in front of a judge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even the parents.
Yep.
Even the parents.
The ones that are pushing it, even more so.
Because in a lot of cases, it is the parents that are...
Yeah, pushing it.
Giving the idea, or the ideology of all the work crap that they're putting out there and listening to and pushing on the children. And then a lot of these teachers that are at school are parents as well.
Yeah. We're staying on with the nasty stuff. But it's, again, we are all about the kids, as everybody knows. The Senate Finance Committee has approached Bank of America to provide details about its handling of millions upon millions of dollars in fees made by Leon Black, who was the disgraced financier and sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein, friend of Jeffrey Epstein's. And they're asking now to see the receipts. So the banks are going to be going down very, 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 very soon as well. And
as we say, everything, you will find a way eventually of bringing everything back round to the children. It's all about the kids. These people are hungry for their kids. It's a fetish. It's sick. It's satanic. And it's all about the children. Before we go on to Diddy Watch, Jason, what have you got?
Well, that kind of leads me right into something that I wanted to post up. It's called Communism and the Family. And this was written by or commissioned. And this young lady was actually one of the head people at the forefront of the communism movement back in the early 1900s. She's called Alexandra Tai. And she was a very, very prominent figure back in the day. And she basically put together an article, Communism and the Family, and how the woman's role goes in and how the family's broken down. And one part of the article, which I'm going to read to you, and it's quite in-depth as well, it basically talks about the state's role. The state is responsible for upbringing the children, it says. But even if the housework disappears, you may argue, there are still the children to look after. But here too, the workers' state will come to replace the family. Society will gradually take upon itself all the tasks that before the revolution fell to the individual parents. Even before the revolution, the instruction of the child had ceased to be the duty of the parents. Once the children had attained school age, the parents could breathe more freely, for they were no longer responsible for the intellectual development of the offspring. But there were still plenty of obligations to fulfill. There was still the matter of feeding the children, buying them shoes and clothes, and seeing that they developed into the skilled and honest workers, able, when the time came, to earn their own living and feed and support the parents in the old age. Few workers' families, however, were able to fulfil these obligations. And it goes on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the point I'm trying to make is back in the 1920s, they were looking at the family and how the state can take over the children. So when you look at our state and we're supposed to be in a free country, we're not. We're in a communist state. And again, this Alexandra Kolontai was Russian. Well, obviously, she was part of the communist movement through Lenin back in the day. And he commissioned her and said, look, you know, yeah, look, this is what we want for everybody. You go out there and do your magic and work your stuff.
Well, have you heard of a guy called Saul Alinsky? Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals.
No, I'm not.
That lays out everything that we're living through. He was Obama's mentor. He was a Marxist. And that's
a Satanist. Yeah.
Who's a Satanist? Evil. It's called Rules for Radicals. And he dedicates Rules to Radicals to Satan. Now, that book was written, I don't know, can't remember what year it was. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. And this gives you the blueprint of how we are living, on how the EU was going to be broken up, where we'd be in different zones. Every single word of it now
is
the playbook. And I, I urge you just to get on Amazon and pick up a second-hand copy of Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. It will shake you to the core.
Yeah, and it just goes to show you, absolutely, Luke, that there is a plan. They're working on this plan, and they're unrolling it right in front of our very eyes. The beautiful thing is that as they're unrolling this global tyranny plan, they're exposing themselves. And the more people are seeing, and the more people are seeing, the more they're panicking and going, quick, let's get, you know, do some more rolling the plan out, and let's get more further down the road with the agenda. And that's waking more people up. So it is spiraling upon these people, and it is going to get to a state where there's enough of us saying, nah, enough's enough now. We get out, we're done, get lost, go before we come for you. And that's the point where we need to get to.
Well, which, that's right. I was just saying, Alinsky wrote that book in 1971.
There you go.
And if you know, 1971, 1972, you had just come out of this, or you were still in the middle of, okay, the sexual revolution.
Yeah.
You had the...
Getting into the Cold War.
Roe versus Wade was passed.
Yeah.
Same year they took prayer out of schools. Yeah. Same year they started removing God and introducing Satan into the public domain in front of our eyes.
This is God's let Satan play his game for long enough. He's given him a rope.
Oh yeah.
He's given him that rope, and it's time to hang him right now. It's coming this year. And I keep speaking to friends of mine, and they're all still going on about CBDCs, still going on about all of this and all of that. Doom and gloom. God's got this. He's got this. And I've never been more certain of it ever than right now.
There's absolutely zero chance that he fails.
There's no chance he fails, exactly.
No chance.
He's got this. But again, as we keep saying, people have got to get to the precipice to understand, to start making changes. You know, we knew that we weren't going to be shoved in internment camps. We knew we weren't going to get mandatory vaccines. We knew the doors wouldn't be getting down. But people, that's what people believed. And people then started standing up and doing something. And the more extreme they get, the more it's exposing them. And God's got a plan for everything. He knows what's doing. He knows. He knows.
And your voice is powerful.
Yep.
Use it. Use it. Do not consent. Do not comply. Stand up. Shout them down. Do not allow this to move forward. Take our ground back.
Absolutely.
Most of that is going to happen in the spirit. Not in the physical. We're not telling people to go have a one-on-one punch out with your education system. No. You can pray them down. You can pray it down. You can. God is wanting to partner with his children to bring heaven to earth. When Jesus said, somebody asked him, you know, when we pray, how should we pray? And he said, when you pray, pray this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us.
So it's going to happen.
Oh, I'm just going to go the whole way then with the Lord.
Oh, well, go ahead, sister.
No, we'll do it together. Give us this day,
our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine
is the power and the glory. I messed that up. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. So good.
So good. So
if there is one prayer that I assure you God's going to answer, it's that one.
That's why I just pray that one over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again.
It's the best one. It is. It is just the best because it says everything.
I tell you who needs a few prayers. Sean Diddy Coombs. Oh boy. It's just getting worse and worse. The more
can I just quickly sneak in with another little story before we go on to
Of course.
The demise of Mr. Coombs and these deserves everything he gets. So yeah, he needs praying that he doesn't go to hell. However, obviously we've heard about the drone strikes and everything that's happened over in Israel from Iran, and it's all sort of heating up. Now there's an article that the Sky News have just come out with a couple of hours ago saying that the Middle East latest, what's going on there is that Israel have actually considered revenge attacks on Monday. They sat around the table as ex-Mossad intelligence chief says striking Iran's nuclear facilities are on the table. So obviously you can put the article up, but I've got a friend who's over in Israel at the moment. He's a bit of a truther. I've met him online, spoke to him a couple of times. He's called Jacob Cavani. You've probably seen him bald head quite mostly, and he says the F word all the time, from Canada, but he's Israeli. He's gone back to Israel and he's in Israel, and he says no drones came over. He said, no attacks. He says, everybody's out, life's normal. He said, it's all bullshit and lies. So I just wanted to throw that out there because that's from somebody that's on the ground. Go check him out on Instagram, Jacob Cavani. He's a good guy. says it as it is, just like myself, which I love people that just, you know, say it as it is. Unfortunately, if you get offended, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
Amen.
So, and he's on the ground over there. So again, it just goes to show you, it's all part of the instilling the fear into the people to get them. And I said this many years ago, look, I remember years ago when you interviewed me on the Luke Collins radio show when I was doing the street kitchens, when I set all that up and did the meetings and everything. But I said the one
that was
on
years ago.
It was 2013, 2014, that was. But I said back then, I said, they want us on his knees. They want they're going to start throwing the kitchen sink at us from every angle possible that you can think of. It's all going to be doom and gloom everywhere. Every single aspect of your life is going to be doom and gloom. They want us on his knees. So we beg them.
Yeah.
And we beg them. And that's the state of play. But they say, we know that they want us to go into this smart city, this smart world, so we're manipulated, controlled, and we're just part of this digital world. But the more they push it, the more they're exposing themselves, and the more they're exposing themselves, the more they're having to speed up, and the more they're speeding up, the more they're exposing themselves. So it is going to come to the precipice, as you said. It's going to be interesting to see how it's going to get to that point, and when that point comes, you know, what's going to go from there onwards, you know. But yeah, I think people just need to be aware that the propaganda machine
is fully
turned. Again, television is in full swing.
You're saying that again. Christine and I were, and Kat, I think, it's when we first started doing the shows. I can remember talking to them, and I was watching Christian Broadcast News, Chuck Holston or something. And he was walking around, he was by the Dead Sea, he was in Israel, reporting from Israel. People were just dressed up, walking around, there were people going out for dinner. And I'm like, hang on, do you remember that, Christine?
I do. And there is a lot of that going on. Wars, if you remember, the Bible says in the last days, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, you're hearing that a lot. Ukraine is not really what that is said.
Oh, Ukraine, obviously. He's thrown his dummy out the pram, and he's unhappy bunny. He's not getting his cash in. He's not getting his cash.
I mean, every one of these wars, though, are not what you think they are. Most of them aren't happening at all. It's just a big money laundering scheme.
Yeah.
And it's a sex scheme for the traffic children.
I remember when the Ukraine war kicked off, they showed us all this footage at nighttime of part of Ukraine being attacked. And then somebody went out there, and he went the next day. He said, and everybody was just normal. There were taxis flying about, no buildings blown up, and the centerpiece statue was still there. And it was like, wow. But the TV showed it all destroyed and blown up and everything. And the next day, the fellas are live on TikTok, I think it was. Like, look, I'm live. Today's date. You all can see I'm live. Look, they're lying.
Did you see Wag the Dog? If you haven't seen Wag the Dog,
refresh my memory.
Dustin Hoffman, and he is the spin doctor for the president. And they had to come up that the president was caught having an affair, and they had to come up with something. So Dustin Hoffman, he was called in. I can't remember who the fixer was, but Dustin Hoffman was a Hollywood director, a bit of a Harvey Weinstein character. And he had to direct a war. And they put on, and they made the war, and they were doing it all with CGI. It was incredible. It's an old film. It's got vile De Niro in, I think it has, actually. I think De Niro was the spin doctor before we found out how despicable he was, and Roman Polanski and all the rest. But go and watch Wag the Dog, because that pretty much, and I said that when the Ukraine war first started coming, because you had Sean Penn going over to Ukraine. I mean, what? Right. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, everybody knows Zelensky was an actor before.
Exactly.
Okay. This whole thing is scripted. When we say you're watching a movie,
you really are.
Most of what you see and that's being reported to you in the news literally is not real.
It's my belief.
It's not real.
Yeah,
none of it. Yeah. So, I know you're moving into Diddy, and I have a quick update for you that I have not yet told you, Lou.
All right. Well, you go on to that. Oh, go on.
Yeah. So I know that he's got a hearing coming up on Friday. Yeah. And I wanted to be able to give everyone a good update on, you know, what's really happening there. And so I reached out to his defense attorney, Christopher DeCoste.
You didn't? And,
oh, I certainly did.
Oh, my God. And, go, Christy, the hip-hop expert.
I called his office, and I spoke to his assistant, and I got his email. And she said that if I would email them, they will email me an update. And I said, that would be wonderful. Thank you. So I'm waiting on that. And as soon as we get it, we will present that. Just wanted to let everybody know that is coming so that we do have a legit update on Audie.
Wow, Christine. That is fantastic. Well done. And actually, before I jump into Diddy, so yesterday I saw, I think it was good old Del Irons posted a picture of a Marks and Spencer's bacon, lettuce and tomato that had been rebranded in the LGBTQ packaging. Now I looked at that photo and I thought, and that photo, I took a photo similar to that. I'm like, don't tell me they're starting that campaign. So I decided I was going to phone Marks and Spencer's and complain. Oh gosh. So I did. Phone through, gave them the spiel, and they put me through. And they put me through to a gentleman. I said, who was that? And it was the chief executive's customer service people. Oh, God. So I start, like, I believed he was trying to catch me out to say something so I could have the police come and knock on the door for hate speech. But I'm going, like, what adults do behind closed doors is up to them. But why does Marks and Spencer's feel the need to rebrand their sandwich to promote LGBTQ? Have you not learnt for what happened to Bud Light? People just want to get on with their daily lives. This group of people already have days, months, weeks, you know, to celebrate them, but people just want to come in and get a sandwich. And he's going, I don't actually know what you're talking about. I said, oh, so you don't know what you're, well, you don't know, do you? You don't know what you're selling when you work for them? He goes, yes, I'm quite embarrassed about that. And in the end, it was a nice conversation. He was going to investigate. I put it down. I then found that exact photo. For some reason, Del Irons had posted it, and it was from 2018.
So, That's brilliant. Sorry.
No, you know what I did, though? Today, I phoned up, and I apologised. And I said, they found my case. And I said, I don't know who I was talking to. This is my email. And I'm very sorry. It was going around, and because I dealt with this back in 2016, I should have done more investigation, but I jumped on it thinking that you were just about to start it again. And all I can do is say, I'm sorry for the hard time I gave him, and even more of an apology for telling him that he didn't know what products he's selling. And I'd recorded the whole thing as well, so thank goodness I didn't put it out. So I just want to say sorry to Marks and Spencer's. I took the picture that I was referring to back in 2018 or whenever it was. It isn't current. And I just hope that's given you a warning to think that not to do it again this year.
Yeah, but we're not sorry about the slave labour, children and sweatshops that they run to get all the cheap produce. We're not sorry about that.
No, we're not. I'm not sure if Marks and Spencer's do that, do they?
Yeah, they're one of the big culprits for it, Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, okay. Well, my apology has gone for giving that guy at the end of the phone a hard time and telling him that he didn't know his job because he didn't know what products they sold. So it was very embarrassing. But I held my hands up the minute I realised, and I made the first thing this morning I got on the phone to ensure that that gentleman got an apology. And I hope he goes too much work going to try and find out what the hell I was talking about.
And that's being humble, and that's saying, well, I made a mistake, I apologise. And we never saw that from anybody about the jabs that were all calling us crackers and cuckoo and everything. And none of them said, well, we made a mistake, sorry, you was right. So one up for the truth, as Lou, well done.
Well, I'll always put my hands up when I'm in the wrong. Right, I need to get on.
Amen.
Diddy watch, Diddy watch, Diddy watch. Oh, boy. It's not getting any easier for him. And this isn't going to go away. But I've got some interesting stuff actually on Mr. Burkle. And the way, and all of his connections, obviously Epstein, Clinton, Ashton Kutcher, Diddy, Michael Jackson, Weinstein, and the fact that he was a major, major donor to the Democrats. So I'm just going to run through what this thread says. It's a really, really good thread. And it's everything that we've gone over, but I think the way they put this down is worth a listen. So it is on the record that Burkle flew on the Lolita Express. This is my words. He's also got his own plane, in his own plane called Fuck Force One, it's nicknamed. So he was on the Lolita Express with Clinton. He was in Epstein's black book. Burkle doesn't deny any of it, but claims he found Epstein creepy and kept him at arm's length. And Burkle is known for barely legal girls, which kind of contradicts him saying what he said about Epstein. His relationship with Bill Clinton is not just a personal one. He's been a major contributor to the Democrat Party and the Clinton Foundation. And he spearheaded in the 1980s the whole neoliberalism. And Burkle was obviously right behind that. In 2003, Burkle was deepening his ties to the Clintons and building a financial philanthropic network. Yeah, yes. There you go. For the Democrats. And he made a massive investment into Diddy's Sean Jean clothing line. And during that same time is when Diddy links up with Ashton Kutcher. And that was through the Punked series. That's how the first interactions became between Ashton Kutcher and Diddy. Burkle has an independent connection alone also with Kutcher that we've discussed via the A-grade investments, which is the big tech venture funding company. And Burkle is very close ties with Guy Ossery, who is partnered with Ashton Kutcher and also very much linked to Madonna, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that Amy Schumer. Obviously, Kutcher started Thorn, the child trafficking foundation for online to try and look out for the pedos. Probably a little bit of the same kind of thing that we had here, Jason, in regards to Childline, where it would highlight where the children were vulnerable.
Yeah, I remember it.
The same thing. Kutcher also had very close connections with John McCain and the McCain Institute. Obviously, Kutcher's links to Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology is absolutely huge. Diddy now has very close ties to Lou Taylor. Lou Taylor is the head of TriStar. TriStar arm and Lou Taylor in specifically is the person who put Britney Spears into her conservatorship. This has also got links to the Kardashians, who are also very closely linked to this Lou Taylor. Kim Kardashian is now having police look into her and possibly a private, a civil suit going against her for the grooming and the disgusting things that she got up to with Justin Bieber, who was underage. It's so dark. It's so dirty. Everything is linked to Diddy. Ron Burkle is a gigantic player. He's still being kept out of the press at this time. But we do need to remember that Burkle did also buy Neverland Ranch. He's also involved with Spotify. He's also involved with Airbnb. He's also very much involved with the Grammys and Clive Davis. Clive Davis is also one of Diddy's former lovers.
It's not, also very closely tied to our food industry.
Hugely. Hugely. He is the billionaire supermarket man who has got his way into the very, very high end of Hollywood. He was friends with Harvey Weinstein. And he always commented that anything that he did with Harvey Weinstein always came out really, really profitable. Then you've obviously got his, he's also got links to Demi Moore. He's got links to Roman Polanski. He's obviously bought Soho House in London, the private members club. We know what goes on in these private members club. And there's actually a new name that's now been kind of thrown in, which I was kind of, he's a Greek. And it's called Taki Theopolopoulos. And there's pictures of this Taki, who's a Greek billionaire, linked with Burkle. And this Taki guy was very, very much linked to Ghislaine Maxwell. So again, they're all connected.
The connections are incredible.
They really are. It looks like he will be done for that shooting because the lady at the club that Jennifer Aniston was there, she allegedly carried the gun in for him. And the lady that ended up getting shot in the face that night is telling her story. And she's been telling it since day one. She told the surgeons who were operating that it was Diddy who shot her in the face. But obviously Shine ended up going and he was given $1 million, I do believe, and he got 10 years in prison.
4 hours ago, he just came out and said, I didn't do it.
Who?
It was Diddy. Shine. Shine. Shine broke his silence 4 hours ago. Uh-huh. And I just saw where T.D. Jakes may have stepped down as pastor after being mentioned in Diddy's lawsuit.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm just seeing all of this as we speak, so I'm sorry.
But, you know, it looks like Usher's going to have charges against him, even though Usher's, what was going on with Usher's parents to leave Usher there at 13 for a year living at Diddy's? A year?
Ridiculous.
Justin Bieber had 2 weeks and was so severely messed up, and he was literally, he was drugged.
Passed around like a doll.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And every young kid in Hollywood, this has happened to.
Ray J and Jay-Z are selling assets, desperate to separate assets from Diddy before his arrest. That's another headline I'm just seeing.
Jay-Z's got his own stories to answer. Jay-Z's is in deeper trouble. He was there directing it. He was there directing those freak-offs. Going round to the sex clubs, which, you know, again, when we do a next one on all the sex clubs, it's Christine's area again.
My specialty. Oh, yeah. How did that happen?
Every time I think of it, it's just so insane.
It's, of all the people covering this, I never would have thought it would be. I know.
Our prophet in Alabama. There she is with her Bible. She's there, oh, the Lord, and now she's deep in the world of sex clubs and hip-hop.
Diddy.
Who would have known? But your research is incredible, Christine. So listen, this is where we are. We are watching right now the destruction of the deep state. Now, I know there are people thinking, oh, no, I don't think it's really going to happen. It's just another, It's happening. It's happening. And we're going to focus on this because of the amount of children. Remember, these charges are looking at child trafficking, child sex abuse. This is something that's not going to go away. And we are not going to stop talking about it. So that's it for tonight. We didn't do our show yesterday, our first Faith News, but that is going to start next Tuesday.
And I have an announcement on that.
Oh, please go.
I can tell you one thing about a relationship with Jesus. There is no ceiling. There is no, you never get to the top. You never learn at all. There's always room to grow. So I am taking a course. I'm taking two 9-week courses from Emma Stark right now. She is outstanding. If you don't know who she is, look her up. She's in Australia. She is a warrior in the spirit, and I love her. And she has got the best teaching on demon busting and prophecy. And I am taking those courses right now. I'm very excited about it. And I'm just going to share that with you guys and Lou in the next few weeks as I cover this. I'm just going to teach you what I'm learning.
And we're going to do it. You're going to be doing that course with us and teaching us.
I'm basically taking it and turning around teaching it. Absolutely.
Cannot wait. Jason, few words.
Well, as usual, you know me, I just want the world to be a nice place and a happy place. And I just want people to stand up for what's right. Also, I do want to say, support us if you can, because obviously the amount of work and research and time consuming it takes to run a bit of tactics, especially on Lou's behalf, who does basically everything. I know Christine helps as well. But if you want to buy us a coffee, please hit the link, buy us a coffee, give it £1, £2, 50 pence, whatever. It all helps towards keeping us going so we can, or Lou going, basically, so we can keep bringing you the stories and keep bringing you the up-to-date information and keep bringing you behind-the-scenes information so you can make an informed decision of what's true and what's right in the world. So buy us a coffee, please. I'll have three. I like three coffees, and I like the espresso, so they're quite expensive. So please support us.
And we do thank you for that. It is a little expensive on this side when you're behind the paywalls and you've got to get to the story. You're trying to research, and you know people only give you so much, and you've got to pay for the rest. We do that so you don't have to. And we don't mind to do it. I mean, we're all passionate about what we do, so we're not going to stop.
People need to realize, sorry, Christine, that the size of Liberty Tactics, that website that's been running for many, many years, ain't cheap to run. You've got server space, you've got storage space, you've got all sorts of costs within that, which Lou has to pay for as well. So even if it's just to help towards those costs, it's a massive, massive help.
It really is. Yeah, we appreciate it.
But we are bringing you the news stories three times a week now that you aren't really going to hear. We're going to go down the rabbit holes so you don't have to. You don't need to go into some of these court cases. You don't need to know, because it's dark. It gets dark. And I don't usually finish up until 1-2 o'clock in the morning sometimes by the time I finish, and then I have to get up and get to work. So any help would be really gratefully received if you can help us. So we will be back on Friday. We should hopefully then have an update on Jonathan Oddy. Now Christine's linked to his, I think that's amazing, his solicitors. And we will get you the news direct from them.
We'll let you know what's happening there.
And if there is anybody around Miami area on Friday and you can get down to that courthouse,
I've got the address. If anybody can, let me know and I'll get it to you.
Yeah.
It's just the Miami-Dade courthouse. I don't have it in front of me, but
you've got all the details at the time. It would be nice. It really would be nice to have somebody down there and see how he's doing as well. Bearing in mind, this poor guy hasn't been in front of a judge yet. He's been sitting in the local county like police prison since, 2018, wasn't it? Or 2016?
2018. He's been in for several hearings, it seems like.
But he never gets in front of the judge.
Necessarily on his case. I think that he's likely in witness protection and testifying against others. So we'll see how that goes.
We will.
I could be wrong. That's just what I think.
Yeah. libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Q-Team Awesome on Truth Social for Christine. Jason you can find Jason at Liberty Tactics on TikTok, and he's back on Facebook as well under Nota Jason. and obviously support us on the other social media platforms, you know, with Facebook, Telegram, all the others, but obviously not really on YouTube. I'm loading the odd video up here, but we're not promoting it. Yeah, keep following us. That's it. God bless.
God bless, guys.
Say goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye, Jason.